A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Somalis are not terrorizing this nation. We are helping it thrive. Somalis have always seen as a fabric, has seen themselves as a fabric of this nation. So not only are we not going anywhere, we are not going to allow anybody to make us feel less Minnesotan or less American.
Well, yeah, we will, especially when you act like welfare queens and you come over to the United States and you end up stealing taxpayer dollars from people only to use it to pay for your cars and your houses and all this. I mean, we talked about this last week, how they were playing the taxpayer funds for getting money for autism. And so you had like a 300%, it was actually over. Looking at my notes, it was over 300%, actually, 300% increase in these cases that they were claiming that they had, these kids had autism. I mean, it just skyrocketed. And of course, it was incredibly high in the Somali community. Who knew? Well, I mean, we did. I mean, we were pointing it out. But massive, massive fraud. To the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars that we all paid for. And not just Minnesotans, but a lot of people paid for it. I mean, if you're a taxpayer, you're paying for it because all this stuff is fungible. And so, yeah, we absolutely are going to say something to you in that regard. We're also absolutely going to say something to you when you come over here and you bring barbaric practices, barbaric tribal practices. I mean, I can't even believe that even to understand the mayoral race that was happening over there, you had to learn about the Somali tribal warfare, because apparently those lines also immigrated with people coming over. This is what people object to. The left doesn't want to say melting pot anymore because they desperately need all of these different identities at odds with each other. So they want everyone to keep these different cultural boundaries in check so that there is purposeful division. It's not like the melting pot like it was when the country was established. And so when you bring things like female genital mutilation over here, when you bring Islamic jurisprudence in the existence of Sharia courts that don't even follow civilized law, when you bring uncivilized traditions to a civilized country, there's going to be problems. That's some of the problem. We're seeing some of these problems. So no, you just came over here. You don't get to be the ombudsman. You don't get to tell us people who were born over here and whose family shed blood in order for you to enjoy the freedoms that you're enjoying today so that you could be the bouncer for who gets to define liberty, etc. No. But this is what the left always does. They always do this. And the left just gives Islamism a complete open door with this. You know, I was thinking, we talk about this every year. I know Rush Limbaugh used to do it. I actually didn't hear it first through him. I actually heard about this. It was the one professor that I had in college who was not a super far leftist, which I know is weird. It was, I mean, now you can't even find anybody who's even remotely moderate who is a professor. But back in the day, you know, back in like 98, 99, I had a professor who was kind of a moderate, sort of a conservative, big time, big historian. And I heard about all of this first from his class. And it gets into the very heart of kind of what she's talking about, right? She's talking about who gets to determine, like, you know, making these claims about making these claims about this, you know, these, I'm sorry, some people need to realize we're on air, we're live on air, making claims about what they're doing in Minnesota and who's staying where and et cetera, and making excuses for the law breaking that's happening. This is a typical for the left. And it brings me back to all of the stuff that the tricks that the left has pulled to try to get people to embrace, you know, far left European communism and Marxism and everything else. And you see it with how they're trying to, the Islamist community particularly has really embraced it in Manhattan with Mamdani, in Minnesota, and even in parts of Texas, where it's something that they're selling. This idea of everything's free, socialism, Marxism, this is another problem. I don't think that people who come over from third world hellholes should immediately be able to run for office in the United States and replicate the third world hellhole here in this manner. And it brings me back to the establishment of really capitalism in the United States. Because if you remember the very first, one of the first colonies in Plymouth didn't go so very well at all because of, the socialism that they were practicing. The governor of Plymouth at the time, William Bradford, he wrote these memoirs after all of this has happened. And he noted how when they first arrived in the New World, when the pilgrims first arrived, they had this grand idea to have this commune, right? A happy hippie commune, basically, where they have collective property ownership. Everybody owns, you know, everybody owns the same thing. Everybody is, you know, they all work together. It's all happy. They can all share the fruits of the labor. And it sounded great on paper, right? They thought they were going to be just showering in abundance. The first Thanksgiving, right, the first Thanksgiving was a celebration of what really happened, actually overcoming what really happened. No, they starved to death. Half of them died. They starved to death because people did not want to work to feed someone else's kids. No one's going to love your kids as much as you do. And I think it's parental abuse to expect other people to work their backsides off to provide for your family. That's grifting. That means you hate your kids. If you don't want to work to feed your kids, you hate your kids. Bottom line, if you don't love them enough to even do that, then you're a horrible excuse for a human. It's disgusting. And this is what killed people back in the day. This is what got half of these colonists killed, is because people did not want to work to feed other people's kids. Some of the people did not want to work. Some of the men did not want to go and plow fields. Some of the women did not want to cook for other people's husbands. So the result was that no food was being prepared and the fields were completely untilled and unplanted. They argued. They bickered. Famine just devastated that first colony in Plymouth. Devastated. But how could this be? It was a collectivist utopia. It was all a foundation, all about communal sharing, social altruism. How in the world? I mean, they wanted to recreate what was found in Plato's Republic. Everybody works and everyone shares in the result of that work. No one had private property. No one had any self-interested acquisitions, nothing. So the memoirs of Governor William Bradford at the time, he was the head of the colony. He noted that the colonists, they collectively worked the land, but they did not bring that bountiful harvest that they had hoped for. They also didn't bring a spirit of shared and cheerful brotherhood. You had some lazy people in the colony. They were slow. plodded along. They didn't have any incentive to work because they knew that no matter what happened, they were going to get food for themselves and their families. Not just some food, but an equal share. See, this is what equity is. It's not, it's a guarantee of outcome, regardless the labor that is invested in the return that gets that outcome. So they didn't have any reason to work hard. Why would they? They're going to get fed either way. So the harder working colonists got understandably mad and incredibly resentful that all of this stuff that they were doing was going to be taken and redistributed to the other neighbors in the colony who just didn't want, they were work shy. They didn't want to work. And so that began to infect the hardworking, industrious colonists. They saw they were being penalized either way. If they worked hard, they didn't get anything extra. There was no extra reward for their extra efforts. So they soon too began not showing up and were less diligent in their work. And this is something Bradford explained, that for the young men that were able and fit for labor and service, he said that they should spend their time and strength to work for other men's wives and children, but they didn't want to without recompense. He said the strong or men of parts had no more division of food, clothes, etc., than he that was weak and not able to do a quarter that the other could. And this was thought injustice. He said the aged and graver men to be ranked and equalized in labor and food and clothes, etc., with the meaner and younger sort, they were indignant and they thought it was disrespectful to them. And for men's wives to be commanded to do service for other men, like dressing their meat, washing their clothes, they thought that that was slavery. And their husbands could not deal with it either. They tried this for 2 years. 2 years. And they starved to death. Famine. Death. And then after the second year, they only had a fraction of the original Plymouth colony. So Bradford realized, oh boy, we're going to have to redo this entirely. He and the elders of the colony, they decided they would introduce private property and the right of the families to keep the fruits of their own labor. He said that it turned out to be a very good success. It made all hands very industrious. So as much more corn was planted than otherwise would have been by any means that anybody could use. They said they had better yields. The women went willingly into the field. They took their little ones with them to set corn. They cooked. They experienced a great bounty of food. People traded. They had their private land. And when harvest time came, they said that not only every family produced more than what they needed, they had surpluses, and they began freely exchanging it with their neighbors for mutual benefit and improvement. Out of the goodness of their own hearts, they were incentivized. So when harvest came, they rejoiced, and they thanked God for the bounty. They felt blessed. They saw the effect of their good planting and their planning. And the experience taught them that collectivism, there isn't success there. Individualism, this social contract, working and being able to enjoy the fruits of your own labor, and then realizing that you have been blessed, that you, through the blessing you have received, you want to bless your neighbor. They realized that socialism was entirely incompatible with the American experience and really human nature. And Bradford even wrote that compulsory altruism and collectivism were inconsistent with the nature of man. And so they gave thanks. There in the wilderness, they got together and broke bread, and they gave thanks for surviving through 2 years of hellacious collectivism and socialism. And that was the lesson that was learned. It was the first lesson in civics in this country. And now look at what it has borne. Can it be kept is the question. We have more to come as we roll towards Days of These United States in our partners, BYRNA. I've told you guys a million times, you know, I carry, I have no problem using lethal force to protect myself or protect a loved one. And so when you are facing, you know, disarmament because of local or municipal restrictions, you need to figure out what you're going to do in order to keep yourself safe. And that's why it's good to have a diversified weapons array. And Byrna can be part of that. One of their newest ones, the compact launcher, small as a smartphone, but it also deters the threat. Because it shoots chemical irritant projectiles, as Byrna guns do, that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. When compared to regular stun guns, the Byrna CL compact launcher has a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge, easy target acquisition, no recoil, and the legal flexibility. And this is key. It's legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks. There's no permits. It can be shipped right to your door. There's no tax stamp. And if you're a college kid, you know, you're living on your own, and you're too young to actually carry, you can still have some protection with the Byrna CL. It's all made right here in US of A, and you can take advantage of their Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale. Get 15% off site-wide, the biggest sale of the year, and that's only at Byrna.com, BYRNA.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Did a single company save the stock market from crashing into a recession? Tech powerhouse NVIDIA's earnings report did not disappoint. But what does that tell you about the value of AI? This cannot save the market forever.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
That's some bull.
Nelson Scott is on the verge of losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. He is 38, not disabled, doesn't have any kids, doesn't go to school, and doesn't have a job. Those are just some of the reasons he is no longer eligible for SNAP benefits.
How much did SNAP help you?
It helped me a lot. You gotta get $292 a month.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture crackdown is led by President Trump, who signed the One Big Beautiful Bill into law in July. The government shutdown stalled the November 1st deadline for implementation.
What is wrong with that guy that he can't work? He's walking around doing everything. He's a young man. He's walking around. He can do anything. You know, he's able-bodied. Why can't he work? Neither shall you work, nor shall you eat. So why can't he work? There's so many of these instances, and, you know, people are upset if, I guess, they had their benefits terminated and they were showing no inclination to work. But, you know, you should have to work if you're going to get any kind of taxpayer benefit. That's, you know, I mean, it's our money. It's our money. This is exactly what I was talking about with the first, with the earlier colony in Plymouth. You know, you had all these people, you had a number of them that didn't want to work. And when they were all living communally, the other colonists, they did not, they were resentful. When you redistribute the fruit of everyone else's hard labor in this regard, you make people resentful. And that might also be the goal. To drive down production, to drive down incentive, to drive down motivation, to drive down ambition, all of it. That could very well be part of the point in doing that. But it causes people to be resentful. You can't force, you can't have compulsory altruism. That's something that when people are able to benefit from what they earn, they are then motivated and inclined to do that. Whenever you have periods of high taxation and, you know, heinous, like right now, government strangulation of the economy still, then you always have dips in charitable giving, because that's one of the first things to take the hit. It's charitable giving, and it decreases. So you can't force altruism. And it's not edifying to have it forced either. that doesn't do anything to help anyone. And government care is mediocre. I mean, that's almost worse than no care. In some instances, it probably is worse than no care. But just as we learned from the colony that almost failed Plymouth, you can't force this stuff. Not at all. So coming up in our second hour, number of things. The issue that Republicans got to deal with. They have to stop spinning and look that midterms might be affected. They got to get their messaging on the economy right and foreign policy. There's a little bit of a schism in the administration. We'll discuss. Stick with us. So as we head into the holidays, it's not just about gifts. It's about gratitude and protecting what really matters, family and the future and your financial security. Colin Plume is the CEO at Noble Gold Investments. And I tell you, the market really opened my eyes as to how much can change in a year. I mean, think of it. The market changes fast, the economy, even your own job. So what's the smart way to make sure that your money is actually working for you? While you're sitting with family and thinking about all you've built, remember, Noble Gold Investments is here to guide you. Their team is helpful and informed. No hype, just honest advice. Gold is up 25%. The dollar is down 9%. And gold and silver have outlasted every crash and currency. It's about long-term value and peace of mind, not chasing deals. And so that's why you need to check out Noble Gold. Before you check out for the holidays, though, visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana and download their free gold and silver guide. Open a qualified account and get 10 silver holiday coins. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/save.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Investigation into Senator Kelly. What is your level of trust in the U.S. military justice system if it were to get that far to handle this?
I trust them actually a lot, and for a couple reasons. Number one, these are professionals. They are also swearing to the Constitution of the United States. They know that there will be fallout and consequences if they are used in a hard way to basically railroad someone like Senator Kelly, because Donald Trump's going to be gone in a couple years. And if you're part of the military that is going after sitting senators, sitting members of Congress, and part of, you know, the weaponization of government, there will be consequences, without a doubt. So, I think there's going to be a lot of officers that are going to be part of this, potential tribunal, if they want to call that. They're going to be looking over their shoulders because they know that Donald Trump will be gone and they will not have that protection. They're going to have to do the safest thing possible, which is follow the Constitution of the United States, and you'll be fine.
I think it's so asinine that they're surprised that anything would be said of the video that they made. That's Ruben Gallego, who was a congressman. He was talking about the six Democrats who made the video encouraging members of the military to just refuse quote-unquote illegal orders. And then, what's more, we played audio yesterday of Slotkin, Goodlander, and Jason Crow, all of whom were in this video. And they were all asked, to the credit of the lefty reporters that were talking to them, I was actually kind of surprised at this, they were all asked, well, what were the illegal orders that Trump gave? Like, what were they? If he gave illegal orders, what were those illegal orders? Not a single one of them could actually articulate what those illegal orders were. Well, I don't know. Or, well, we're just saying. So wait, what? Hypothetically, you decided to make a video telling military members to ignore these vague illegal orders that you refuse to name from the president of the United States? Like, why would you make the video knowing you're going to get a lot of, you know, feedback on this. Why would you make this video without in the video or after explaining what the illegal orders were and why you thought they were illegal? This is what's so stupid about this. They made this video and they put themselves out there and they had no idea, well, what illegal orders specifically. Well, we don't know. You don't know. Oh. You don't know. He doesn't have any. Oh, okay. Even Kelly was asked that. He couldn't list a single thing. I watched I think it was on Ms. Now, which sounds like a OnlyFans site. And he said, this is what his answer was. I'm reading it to you. Kelly was asked and he couldn't list anything. And he said, well, you know, just, you know, political motivation. And they asked him again. Gosh, his answer is something even more ridiculous than Kamala Harris. The thing is that there wasn't anything that was said. I mean, specifically what? What? Hegseth had said, there's vague rhetoric and ambiguity in the military. Vague rhetoric and ambiguity undermines trust, creates hesitation in the chain of command, and erodes cohesion. He said that we already have clear procedures for handling unlawful orders, and it does not need political actors injecting doubt into an already clear chain of command. Of course, that's, you know, exactly what they did. So now they're going to look and see and determine whether or not there was wrongdoing in this. And it seems to me like there kind of is. That sounds like an insurrection, by the way. You're telling people to disregard, members of the military, to ignore the executive and just disregard orders. That's what really they want to say. They just said, well, illegal orders, because they don't want to say, well, just disregard the orders from the executive, because then you could really make a case that they're talking about sedition. But what they said was, no, well, illegal orders, knowing full well that there aren't any illegal orders, but they're hoping that people don't really pay attention to the specifics, just orders, period. That's what they're hoping. I mean, it's like a Mott Bailey in a way. But it's just very, not a single one of them, no interview have they given where they've been able to state, yes, this will do it. This is the big one. Gallego then, same interview. He's promising legal retaliation. So it was bad enough that they said illegal orders, right? But now he's saying, well, if anybody investigates Mark Kelly, is this the one we opened with? I thought we played the other one. I thought there was another one. Well, he was saying that if there's any investigation into Mark Kelly, that we're going to retaliate. Well, retaliate how? What do you mean retaliate? Like, do what? What are you going to do? I mean, that's something for the military to determine. That's not something that Gallego's privy to. If they make the determination that what Kelly did is incorrect and he's trading on his previous service as a way to encourage sedition, then if they determine that that's, you know, an actionable offense, they will. But at the very minimum, I'm not quite sure, especially if Democrats can go out there and say that January 6th was an insurrection, I sure as hell can say that this video was sedition. But they put the whole illegal orders. Well, again, what illegal orders are you talking about? Which ones in particular are you talking about? What illegal orders? They can't name them. I will say that I think the administration needs to be careful in how hard they go after Kelly, because he desperately would love to be elevated to be at the same level as Gavin Newsom. And he is looking for an apparatus. He is looking for something that he can use to leverage himself into that seat. Something that he can use. That's what. And this could be it for them. Maybe. It just all depends. But it's a problem that they created. I mean, this is so asinine that they're even objecting, that they're shocked that they would, you would even have this. Now, Trump was saying, look, this is sedition. And you know what that is, you know what that means. And they're all accusing him of saying execution. He had said in the olden days, if you said a thing like that, that was punishable by death. And he said that seditious behavior is punishable by death. It is. And I mean, these are people who've said more, that and more, about Trump and people who voted for Trump. It's true. He had he tweeted seditious behavior punishable by death. And then he reposted a couple of things. One of them was hang them George Washington would. So these people are angrier that what they're being called, their actions are called sedition, for which the punishment is that, is death. They're not, but then you have Mark Kelly going out and telling people, well, he said he's going to execute me. Wait a minute. You guys were all big and bad a second ago, making these videos saying ignore the executive. Now you're claiming that he's wants you to be executed. That's not going to fly. Kelly was like, well, I said something real simple and non-controversial. No, you actually didn't. You claimed that military members should ignore illegal orders, and then you failed to articulate illegal orders. This is here. We'll play this again. This is cut three, just so you understand what he said. Listen.
Well, Rachel, I said something that was pretty simple and non-controversial, and that was that members of the military should follow the law. And in response to that, Donald Trump said, I should be executed. I should be hanged. I should be prosecuted. He even went on and said something about go get them.
That's not what he said.
I guess sending a mob to round me and the other folks up. So
always the victim. Always the victim. I love these people who are so badass. And then the moment you push back, like Groypers, they're like, oh, me. They're the victim suddenly. What Trump said was, this is seditious behavior. Sedition is punishable by death. And he reposted someone else who said, well, Washington would have hung them. He's not calling for you to be executed. Not like what you guys have been saying about conservatives and Republicans for over 10 years. We're not gonna allow you to do this, to tell people to basically commit sedition, to overthrow the government and rebel. And then suddenly you're going to cower to your little safe space. Oh, he hit me. He said he's going to execute me. I mean, again, I'm going to say this one last time. If January 6th is an insurrection, this is sedition. These are your rules. You guys got to play by your rules. If January 6th was an insurrection, oh, this is definitely sedition. Seditious behavior, absolutely. I mean, these are your guys' rules about definitions, right? Absolutely. I actually think even on its face, this is a hell of a lot closer to sedition than anything January 6th was, but it was not an insurrection. That's the stupidest, most uneducated thing I've ever heard describing that event. I'm glad that the people who caused damage got in trouble, because my tax dollars got to fix that stuff. And I don't like that. But to act as though objecting to the verification of different ballots from different states that got rid of things like signature verification and date verification. These are facts. Georgia had to amend their own state constitution for this. For COVID, objecting to that isn't overthrowing the government, nor is it an insurrection, nor is it trying to stop a free and fair election. Republicans didn't do what Democrats did in 2016. We're not letting these people rewrite history on this. But these are the rules. This is sedition. This is how this works. So I don't know. And Mark Kelly, him playing the victim, I don't think that's going to go very well, except to, you know, maybe his base. But that might be it. Lawlessness and disorder, though. I wanted to get into some of this, too, with the time we have. We'll have to talk more about it after headlines. But I'm sure you guys, this was on the L train in Chicago. This story is asinine. A guy, career criminal, who was arrested 72 times. Let me rephrase that. A violent repeat offender who was arrested for 70. He was arrested 72 times. He was only out like maybe, a week before he set this woman on fire, this devout Christian woman, and set her on fire and killed her on the train. The judge after he had punched a social worker in a separate case in August, even though it was acknowledged that he posed a danger to the public because he was so violent, the judge let him walk. Cook County Judge Teresa Molina Gonzalez freed him, despite the fact that everyone was saying he is dangerous. We're going to talk about this coming up as we move. People who help bring you the program, it's the folks at Ammo Squared, America's Ammunition Reserve. It's a worry-free solution to stockpile ammo for the future. Or stockpile, collect it and curate it. They say stockpile here, but I like curate better and collect. For the future, and you can avoid getting caught empty-handed. Choose from over 70 calibers. You set your monthly budget and let Ammo Squared curate your supply. You automatically set it, forget it, and ship it when you need it. It's a secure, climate-controlled facility. It keeps your ammo fresh and safe until you decide to get it delivered. No minimums, no hidden fees, free shipping on orders over $250. Perfect for trying out new calibers, topping off your training rounds, and staying ready for whatever comes next. Visit AmmoSquared.com and secure your ammo supply for the future. Don't run out when it counts. Stock up before training, restock after to stay ready. That's AmmoSquared.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
Transform your home during Blinds.com's Black Friday Super Sale. Get up to 50% off site-wide, plus huge doorbuster deals on popular styles. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design help and professional installation. Both backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com's Black Friday Super Sale is here. Save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, rules and restrictions apply. See Blinds.com for details.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I did not have this on my bingo card for end of year craziness, but a politician named Adolf Hitler is set to win election in a Southern African country. Oh yeah, it's a real story. It's absolutely true. This individual named Adolf Hitler Unona, 59, is poised to win a second local election in Namibia on November 26th, tomorrow. He's going to hold his seat. He got 85% of the vote in 2020. He's a member of a very left-wing party, and he said that, I guess his dad liked the name, and he named him that because he apparently saw it in the news and liked the name. And he just said that publicly he doesn't go by Hitler. He just admits Hitler, but everybody calls him Adolf. But he said he's not going to change his name. That's wow. And also, apparently, his car does have a swastika on it. At least that's what the New York Post says. Ooh, might be a little bit more than he likes the name. Just thinking. Scientists issue an ominous warning over a mind-altering brain weapons that can control your perception, your memory, and your behavior. They say the tools to manipulate the central nervous system, sedate, confuse, or even coerce are becoming more precise, more accessible, and even more attractive to different states for use. It's in a newly published book from two professors at Bradford University, and they say that China, Russia, US, and even UK have been researching these so-called central nervous system, or CNS, weapons since the 50s. And they said it's become so advanced that it actually could be created, which they said is terrifying, and I agree with that. A volcano in Ethiopia has erupted for the first time in 12,000 years. That's crazy. 12,000 years. Thick plumes of smoke up to 9 miles shot up into the sky, according to the Chelous Volcanic Ash Advisory Center. It's in Ethiopia's Afar region, about 500 miles from northeast of Addis Ababa, and they said it erupted for hours. The volcano rises about 1,500 yards in altitude, sits in a rift valley, and there's two tectonic plates that meet there, so they said there's a lot of activity, but still, for hours, it erupted for hours. That's a lot. This Thai woman was found alive in a coffin after she was brought in for a cremation, according to the Associated Press. This is insane. This woman... She shocked the staff. They brought the coffin in, and she began moving, kind of scared the bejeebers out of the staff because they were getting ready to literally, like, you know, cremate her. And apparently they saved her because she was still hurt. She opened her eyes and was moving. It's kind of scary. Everybody's worst nightmare. Stick with us. We got a lot more in store. The folks who help make the program possible, it's our friends over at Patriot Mobile. This is my cell phone service. I really so appreciate everything that they do. Patriot Mobile helps mobilize. And they, well, first off, yes, they bring you amazing cell phone service. Patriot Mobile has the best access. They have the best network access on all three major U.S. networks. You get unlimited data, mobile hotspots, international roaming, and more. It's premium access. And you can get a plan tailored for whatever your needs are, families, businesses of all sizes, doesn't matter. And their plans are affordable. They start at $26 a month, and they have discounts for veterans and their families right now. And if you're stuck in a contract or you owe money on your phone, Patriot Mobile has a contract buyout program. They will make it so easy to switch, but they also make sure that the money that you spend for your service is never used to undermine your vote at the ballot box, and that's incredibly important. Call 972-PATRIOT today or visit patriotmobile.com/Dana and use promo code Dana. You'll get your free month of service. patriotmobile.com/Dana, promo code Dana, gets you that free month of service.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. Why do you guys think you win so many cases?
The insurance companies and other companies that we go against know that we're going to take it to the end, that we believe in the case. So we fight for every dollar, and we're not afraid to go that extra mile for our clients.
Are insurance companies, like, actually afraid of you guys?
We don't bluff. We take it to trial, and we are not strangers of getting very, very, very large verdicts.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's #529 from your cell phone. And our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And out are coming in, but I think we have to think about how do we do a better job? How do we, you know, maintain maybe some of that frustration we have as we travel this Thanksgiving season? Maybe we should say please and thank you to our pilots and to our flight attendants. I think, again, I call this just maybe dressing with some respect. You know, whether it's a pair of jeans and a decent shirt, I would encourage people to maybe dress a little better, which encourages us to maybe behave all a little better. Let's try not to wear slippers and pajamas as we come to the airport. I think that's positive.
God love him. He's trying so hard. Right. I feel him on that. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of or bottom of the second hour. Even if it's a red eye flight, I mean, you can dress comfortably, but ain't nobody need to be seeing your bedroom slippers in the airport. That's nasty. That's nasty. And what are you going to do? Take them slippers back home and walk around in your home with them after you've been walking through the airport with them? Blech. Nasty. So gross. I don't know. I've taken red eye flights. I've taken transatlantic, trans-Pacific flights. And I've done overnight flights. And it's, you know, you can dress comfortably. Doesn't mean you have to look like, you know, a slob and like stained sweatpants and that. You know, you don't have to look like that. But I do think that it is, you know, it just shows a modicum of self-respect and also respect for fellow passengers, because nobody likes being next to the sloppy, disgusting person. And everybody has one of those stories on the flight. where you're next to somebody who's just, whether it's proper hygiene or dressing in a way that doesn't have stained food on it, it just, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about. And I really, I that's one of the things in the days of yore, at least, that they got right, is that they dressed the part. They dressed and they looked nice, people, when they would step out. Didn't matter what your background was. Didn't matter where you came from. You just dress nice. You don't have to dress designer. You just dress nice, right? You just, you know, you take care of yourself. I have seen some stuff at the airport. Let me tell you something. I have seen some things. I've even seen people who have gotten into arguments with gate agents over the stuff that they've worn. I've seen everything. It's usually women who are the offenders. They're usually the biggest offenders of this rule. I haven't seen it as bad with dudes, although I have seen it poorly with dudes before, but usually it's, you know, dressing like slobs. It's really, I've seen more women than men, but I think it's just easier. It's I think it's harder as a woman to dress up more because there's so many different options, right? Where guys, you got like one uniform kind of. But anyway, just don't wear slippers in the airport. Don't wear your pajamas in the airport. Even if you're going on a red eye, you just wear like, just wear something soft and comfortable. It doesn't have to be jammies though. I've seen dirty pajama pants before with dirty, disgusting slippers in an airport where the bottoms of them were like black, like with dirt and stuff. Oh, I can't. And you know, these people are going to just wear them right home. Wear them right home. I don't know. That's just something I just can't abide by. Just dress decently. Poor Duffy. Poor Secretary Duffy. He's trying real hard with that. So I guess let's just hit this. This is cut 20. The I don't know if you guys saw this, but there's a lot of outrage over, well, it's the South Park episode come to life with the strong woman where you have a dude that wins the strong woman competition. And that's what ended up happening at the 2025 World's Strongest Woman competition, because the guy who won it is literally a guy and he's a former porn actor and he's trans now. And it took place just a few days ago here in Texas. The guy, Jamie Booker, he's a transgender athlete, so he's a male who pretends to be a female on the pro strong woman stage. He's done 3 international performances, and he won the biggest of the year. And a lot of people found like videos of his, you know, old life where he was a dude. He went by the name Jamie J. Apparently, according to a number of, like, Fitness Vault has it, where he was listed as a transgender adult film actor. Ugh. Anyway, there's a lot of fury at this because it's called the Strong Woman Competition. And he's a pretty big dude, by the way. He's a large dude. I don't know. You can watch this. This is cut 20. So, wow, this is one of the people, the woman who should have won, who came in second place. This is what she had to say about it. Watch. Good for her. She just walked right off. She's like, I'm not even dealing with it. She just walked right off. She said, this is BS. And she just walked right off, because she should. It is BS. She should be first place. She's a woman. It's the strong woman competition. And this adult male won it. This guy has gone through puberty as a dude. He's lived a lot of his adult life as a dude. He decided to start identifying as a woman, because apparently women's sports and women's athletic competitions can be treated as JV. And he ends up winning. It is literally the South Park episode, which I wish we could play. But we can't, because, you know, licensing and all that stuff. But yeah, they had the guy who ended up winning the strong woman competition. It was just so, I mean, it's South Park come to life. It is absolutely come to life now. But there are people who were criticizing the second place winner for walking off the stage when why would she stay up there and debase herself? It's disrespectful. I mean, you have a man who is beating all the women to take the trophy, and the woman for whom the competition was created and named, Strong Woman, is now kicked to second place. They should not be competing in the women's category. They've had, it's literally South Park right here. This is what happened in Arlington, Texas at the Strong Woman competition. That's it. That is absolutely it. That's what happened. They could have, there's a reason why you don't have women pretending to be dudes going into dude sports. Because biology is real. If it was a construct, then you would immediately adapt to whatever strengths that men have. You would immediately, your body would reflect it. You could morph into it like a werewolf, like a were-trans. You could just morph into it, and you would immediately adopt all those strengths. But that's not how biology works. It doesn't work that way. This is not about science, and it's not about fair competition, and it's not even about women, even though they're trying to say that it is. It's not about women at all. And that's not fair. So I don't know why. How would this encourage anybody to even continue competing in this competition when you know that you're not going to get a fair break at it? You're not going to get a fair crack at it at all. That's, you know, I don't know. This is what Sophie Cunningham said. This is Cut 21 talking about this issue, which it's true. Listen.
I think, and this is my personal opinion, but if you are a professional football player, basketball player, really any sport, but let's just take it basketball because that's where we're both at. Like, to me, like, if you're in that elite level group, yeah, you should be able to beat the girls. Like, I'm not surprised by that. Like, that is not I just don't get why it's continuing to get brought up. And like, if women are saying that, like, he couldn't beat them, yeah, he could. Any NBA star or player could beat a female in high school.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they're dudes. Because they're dudes. You had a soccer team here in Texas that beat the women's USA team. Because they're guys. It's different. That's why. I can't even believe, like, we have to have basic education on biology. Like, we're going to have to do that now. It's just so weird to me. I feel bad for this lady. I feel bad for the lady that worked so hard and had to stand, you know, second place up there on that podium, was on the podium second place because the man took her spot, took her rightful spot. That's something. And it's more and more, it seems like it's happening. Although finally, at least the Olympics came around. We're going to have Florida Man on the way. And then a couple of the other things that we're going to get into. Lawlessness and disorder. This insane judge in Chicago who allowed this psycho to walk after he had punched a social worker, attacked a social worker, and then he set this woman on fire on the train. I don't know how many times it's going to keep happening on trains. Also, Customs and Border Patrol are getting a lot of pushback for something that they had tweeted. They had a post that included a bunch of cash that they confiscated, and they tweeted, "It's not a crime to carry over $10,000. We just want to know about it. CPB officers seized over $70,000 in unreported U.S. currency." And they said, "K-9 found the money concealed in the vehicle." Well, was it their money? Was that their money? It took place at Brownsville. And you have to declare, you know, any, you know, money that's over $10,000, which I think that's a weird, I feel like that's stupid. And seizing somebody's cash because they didn't report it, how is that not a violation of Fourth Amendment? We're going to talk about this and more. So as we head into the holidays, it's not just about gifts. It's about gratitude and protecting what really matters, family and the future and your financial security. Colin Plume is the CEO at Noble Gold Investments. And I tell you, the market really opened my eyes as to how much can change in a year. I mean, think of it. The market changes fast. The economy, even your own job. So what's the smart way to make sure that your money is actually working for you? While you're sitting with family and thinking about all you've built, remember, Noble Gold Investments is here to guide you. Their team is helpful and informed. No hype, just honest advice. Gold is up 25%. The dollar is down 9%. And gold and silver have outlasted every crash and currency. It's about long-term value and peace of mind, not chasing deals. And so that's why you need to check out Noble Gold. Before you check out for the holidays, though, visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana and download their free gold and silver guide. Open a qualified account and get 10 silver holiday coins. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. Why do you guys think you win so many cases?
The insurance companies and other companies that we go against know that we're going to take it to the end, that we believe in the case. So we fight for every dollar and we're not afraid to go that extra mile for our clients.
Are insurance companies like actually afraid of you guys?
We don't bluff. We take it to trial and we are not strangers of getting very, very, very large verdicts.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's #529 from your cell phone. And our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This is a crazy story. A Florida woman who was accused of attacking her estranged daughter was stabbed by the 8-year-old girl protecting her mother. This is horrible. 8-year-old stabbed her grandmother with a kitchen knife to stop her from attacking her mother. They said the victim's estranged biological mother, whose name is Serple, entered the daughter's home uninvited through an unlocked door and attacked the victim with a serrated knife. While trying to protect her mother, the victim's 8-year-old girl grabbed a kitchen knife and stabbed her in the arm. Goodness, the sheriff's office arrived. They said the biological mother was the one in the wrong. She tried to flee, but they were able to get her. She's being charged with attempted second-degree murder. The kid wasn't hurt, thank heavens, but my word. Woman drives a tank to a McDonald's drive-thru, like an actual tank, a ripsaw tank through a McDonald's drive-thru. It's a civilian tank. You know, people can own tanks, and it's a ripsaw civilian tank. It's road legal. The base price is $500,000. And it can go maybe about 40 miles per hour. Oh, and it gets a glorious 4 miles to the gallon, guys. Oh, my gosh. It's so great. I still would drive it. But real slow. But, the woman took it through. I'm actually surprised that it fit into the drive-thru because most of the drive-thru lanes are kind of small. And, the treads on that stick so far out. But, yeah, they were able to drive it through a McDonald's drive-thru. And they was able to do it. So there you go. $500,000 base price for that. Like, where would you be able to drive it for $500,000? I mean, I guess if you can, you know, I don't know. Let's see here. We got a couple of other ones. There's a FedEx delivery that led to a $22,000 Rolex theft in Boca Raton. So apparently a Rolex got delivered to the wrong address. And the guy who signed for it and got it pawned it for $10,000. That's insane. The guy, 25, confessed to signing for the package, opening it, and then he gave it to a friend who pawned it. Who just has a Rolex sent to them? Like, why wouldn't you go, if you're going to spend that kind of money, I mean, that's $22,000. Why would you just have it like sent where anybody could sign for it? I don't know. That just seems kind of irresponsible. It's a Rolex GMT Master. It was bought and then shipped overnight to what the victim thought was his current business address, but apparently FedEx delivered it to the old address that he had, and a guy signed his name for it, and he had to visit the address. He spoke with the guy who admitted to signing for it, opening it, giving it to a friend, and then they pawned it for $10,000. And then he apparently gave, he told the victim he'd give him $6,000. The guy already spent $22,000 on this. And it was the pawn shop placed the watch in an evidence hold after police intervened. And so anyway, he was arrested on grand theft, a felony for property value between $20,000 and $100,000. He's still at Palm Beach County Jail. But what about FedEx for delivering to the wrong address? Or did this guy have the wrong address listed? That's the million-dollar question. Let's see here. Got a couple of others. Oh, there's... Well, I don't know why people do this. Naked. A Boca Raton woman burglarized a bagel shop in the Buff. Oh, I hope she stayed away from all the food. It was in West Palm Beach. A Boca Raton woman is facing multiple felony charges. She walked into a bagel shop in the Buff. Yasmin Albla, 26, arrested, charged with burglary. Oh, this explains it. Felony possession of fentanyl. Oh, also prisoner escape. Oh, also giving a false name to law enforcement and possession of drug paraphernalia. Police were flagged down by an employee of the shop. It was closed for the day, but apparently she just walked inside. And they found her drinking orange juice, and she was wearing a store jacket. And that was it. And then before they arrested her, she tried splashing water on herself in the bathroom, stating that she just needed to take a shower. They found, she had a backpack and some, at least shoes. They found a glass pipe with burnt residue in her shoes and a small baggie in her backpack, and it was fentanyl. And she said that she has an issue with fentanyl. Oh my gosh. So she was apprehended, and she's still in jail, Palm Beach County Jail, $20,000 bond. That's it. We have more in store as we roll towards the third hour of the program. And on the way, CBP, money confiscation, and more. Stick with us. The folks who help make it possible, it is the people over at Burn a Gun. I've told you guys, a million times, I was Carrie. I have no problem using lethal force, protecting the life of myself or somebody else. But I also realize, as we've talked about many, many times, that the issue of private property restrictions or municipal restrictions that can disarm someone. So you want to make sure that you are protecting yourself no matter what the rules or law of that particular area is. And this is where a Burn a Gun can come into play. If you have a regular stun gun that's like one or two shots, the Burn a Gun, particularly the compact launcher, the CL, that has a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge, and it shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. Easy target acquisition, no recoil. You have a lot of legal flexibility because there's no background check. There's no permits. It can be shipped right to your door, so it's accessible for everybody. And the CL is their newer best-selling option. They have others, but I think for this purpose, the compact launcher is the one you should look at. Made in the USA. You can take advantage of their Black Friday Cyber Monday sale and get 15% off site-wide. Biggest sale of the year. It's the Black Friday Cyber Monday sale at BYRNAburna.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. Why do you guys think you win so many cases?
The insurance companies and other companies that we go against know that we're going to take it to the end, that we believe in the case. So we fight for every dollar, and we're not afraid to go that extra mile for our clients.
Are insurance companies like actually afraid of you guys?
We don't bluff. We take it to trial, and we are not strangers of getting very, very, very large verdicts.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. And our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Apparently you said, I hate the city. I hate the Tennessee bachelorettes. I hate pedal taverns. I hate country music. I hate all the things that make Nashville. I hate it. Now in the audio, to
I mean,
me,
the bachelorette
little,
part is a little bit fair, isn't it?
It's so fair.
Sure.
We won't
sure,
make you weigh in on that often, but
what would you like to say about this clip that's floating around?
So I'm going to say something I haven't said. And I think it's funny. I hope my parents don't kill me, but I do not hate country music. I was conceived after a George Strait concert. Singer.
I don't believe you. And also, that's gross. We don't even, I mean, I don't need to keep hearing more about this woman. This is her, what is her name? Afton. She's got a bachelorette name. Afton Ben. And that's after she was saying that she hated country music and she hated everything about Nashville, but yet she's running for office in the district in which Nashville resides. And you remember she went off and was saying that she hated everything about Nashville and country music, everything. Like, she just went off on everything. She seems a little extra, especially if you want to look and see what she... This is from 2019. This is cut 6-1. 2019, where she had to be forcibly removed from Governor Lee's office. So she seems like a drama seeker. Watch.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Sorry, that was completely unnecessary. We just need
good heavens. She's super extra. So she was told to leave. She didn't leave. And then I guess they had to forcibly make her leave. Yeah, she seems kind of like a handful. We're not big fans of hers. She seems incredibly dramatic. Like, all the things that she says that she hates, it seems like it's all... And she is all of them. She's all of those things. Oh, but there's more. So this is, she really hates married women. And I think, I think she's single. She really doesn't like married women. This is, let's see, let's start with cut 8, where she's talking about people who give birth. I know, listen to how I said that. Listen to what she says.
I think as an organizer and as an activist, like, we really have an opportunity here in this country to talk about what type of policy, progressive policies we want to see as young women. And I think we have, you know, as birther, you know, as women who can give birth, men and women who can give birth,
men can't
we can
give
maybe
birth.
Leverage that as collective bargaining, which is the basis of this book that I'm not, I've just started reading, but called Birth Strike. And how we
so
can
she
really-
the men so she doesn't even understand basic biology. Oh, well, you know, like men and women who can get also what was happening. I'm sorry to point this out. What is happening with her chest in that photo? It's like she's got pillows shoved under her sweater. I don't understand that. It's like they're all misshapen and weird. What is even that? That's weird, right? I'm not the only one who's seen that, right? That's what is that? Juan, what is that? It looks like she's got. Like, why is it shaped like that? Anyway, I can't. But then she says this. Also, cut. So she went in and she was talking about men and women who can give birth, which isn't a real thing. And then cut 7. Oh, here's that third and fourth wave feminism we hate so much. Listen to this.
My therapist always asks me to transcribe my dreams when they happen.
And the recurring dream I've had is standing up in a cafeteria full of women. I don't know why I was there or whatever. And saying, I don't want children, I want power. And just screaming it at the top of my lungs. And for someone who grew up with my mother telling me never have kids because you will, you know, you'll have to give up a lot. You'll have to sacrifice professionally, which is what she was saying. And
oh, good grief.
Where I am now with seeing the consequences and the ramifications of women having kids and being in the political field and what they're able to achieve, because we don't offer, you know, it's like the political field hasn't met the challenge of working moms. They really haven't.
Oh my God.
But also the deeply patriarchal structures that these women are involved with because they've chosen marriage and they've chosen to raise children. And I think in the South, it's incredibly difficult.
It's not a patriarchal structure. This is so goofy. And, you know, maybe if she had kids, she would understand the, you know, that nurturing aspect. Maybe if she was inclined to even have children. I'm glad that she doesn't breed. I'm glad that she doesn't have kids because I can't imagine the kind of snot-nosed brat a woman like that would raise. Or a female like that would raise. First off, what really gets me, she was like, well, I don't want to have kids because I want power in her dream. She immediately sounds like a crackpot. She opens with, well, I was telling my therapist, you know, about my dreams. And I have to write down my dreams and all that. So dumb. She doesn't even understand that children are power. Children are your stake in the next generation. It's your legacy. That is power. It is incredibly powerful. And it's always, you know, unfortunate when you have clueless chicks who don't understand that. I mean, if you don't want to have kids, fine, don't have kids. But don't look down on everyone else as though they're playing a part in some sort of patriarchal structure. I mean, that's asinine. Good heavens. This is what third and fourth wave, they still keep operating on these old fantasies of, you know, a 1940s structure. It's asinine, and it does a disservice to women. But then at the same time, though, in that other clip, she was saying men and women who can give birth. So she actively says one thing, and then she undermines her own ideology. She can't even keep it straight. She undermines it with her other comment. But having children is power. That is powerful. And she just seems like she has never grown up. Lorraine says it's a wonky uniboob. That's what she says is why it looks like misshapen pillows. Same. This is what your couch pillows look like after some years. Is what is that? But she just sounds, whenever I hear her talk, she's always tearing down other women. Have you noticed that? She's tearing down other women going to Nashville, calling them bachelorettes, making fun of them. She tears down women who want to have kids and have families. She's saying that they're participating in a deeply patriarchal structure. It sounds like she is a jealous female who doesn't have a man, doesn't have a prospect of marriage or family, and is projecting her anger at that onto everybody, all these other women. That's what it sounds like. She sounds dissatisfied and discontent, and she thinks that everybody else is responsible for it. Because that's why she targets women so much. I mean, almost every single comment that I've heard her make, aside from the one where she claims that she was conceived after a George Strait concert, which gross. But every single comment that she makes, it's always about she's ripping some other chick. Every single time. She has no words of praise for them. And she keeps coming back to the whole Nashville bachelorette thing. Like that was the audio that we played for you today. That was the third. I've seen actually two other cuts where she was like going off on this. I don't understand the obsession other than she is dissatisfied with her own life and is holding responsible other women whom she is envious of. That's just what I get from her because she has all of these behavioral attributes that she claims that she doesn't like in other people, but they are all manifest within her. I mean, for crying out loud, she sounds like a ditz. I can't even imagine somebody like this running for Congress, to say nothing of how she hates the area that she represents. It's weird. All right, so a couple of other things. I wanted to pull up. I saw this post. It was from Customs and Border Patrol. And they have a rule where it's, I guess, you know, our statute is that if you come over with currency, you have to declare however much, you know, if it's like $10,000 or over. And so in Brownsville, they apparently seized $70,749 in bulk unreported U.S. currency at the international bridge there during an outbound inspection. And they said that, you know, they look at inbound and outbound. And the seizure took place about a week ago. And they said that it was in a bag in the car and a canine found it. They seized the currency. They're investigating the seizure. They said it's not a crime to carry more than $10,000, but it is a federal offense to not declare currency or monetary instruments totaling $10,000 or more to a CBP officer upon entry or exit from the U.S. or conceal it with the intent to evade reporting requirements. Now, I know that they want to do this for drugs and all that other stuff, but this is theft. What that is theft. If it is your money, you should be able, and I know what they say, oh, but yes, but you have to declare it. There are people who are insistent on, well, you have to declare it. I know that. It's still your money. That is your money. So they're saying, wow, it looks like you got a lot of money here. We don't really like that. So we're going to go ahead and seize it. So they stole it. So yeah, I think that was CBP's been doing really well on X and with their messaging. And then this was an absolute face plant. And by the way, seizing cash simply for failing to report it, how is that not a Fourth Amendment right violation? That's the other thing. How is that not a violation of your Fourth, which that's protection against unreasonable searches and seizures, and the Fifth Amendment, where you're taking someone's property without due process? By the way, this is where red flag laws fall, run afoul of the Constitution. Now, I know people say, well, the search is warranted. These rights don't apply. You know, they're warranted. It's, you know, it's the seizure is legal because you cannot bring $10,000 in without a declaration. I think that is not, it's theft is what that is. And I think it's asinine that if it's your money and if you want to go, you know, wherever and you want to take a large amount of cash with you for whatever reason, then it's your money. You should be able to. But you got to declare it. Well, then what happens if you declare it? Aren't you kind of like, you know, violating your giving witness against yourself at that point? But they kept the money. And a lot of times these seizures like this, a lot of times people don't get their cash back. This was a real miss with Customs and Border Patrol. They've been doing so good, but this was not good to tweet about like this. This was not good because it looks like they're celebrating the news that they took somebody $70,000. And that looks bad. And you got to remember, you're talking to a bunch of people who are tired of being abused by all of these different departments, all of these different agencies. And this looks like more of the same. That's how people look at it. Our partners that bring you the program. It's the folks over at Superbeats. You guys are familiar with Superbeats and Human. What makes the story different is where it began. Human was founded out of the UT Health Science Center, built on real cardiovascular research around blood flow and nitric oxide. And unlike other supplement brands, Human is science born, not just science-ish. Their products work, and you can feel them working. UT athletes have used Superbeats for over a decade, calling it their cheat code for recovery and endurance. And you can use it for the same reason, to support healthy blood pressure and circulation. Today, more than 160 college and pro teams use Human products, so your favorite team probably does too. And if you've seen the Human logo on the Longhorns field this football season, that's more than a sponsorship. It is a signal from Human and UT, together leading the future of cardiovascular health for athletes and for everyone. You can pick up Super Beats at your local Walmart and start supporting your cardiovascular health today. Get on the road to better health with Super Beats from Human.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So a body was found in Frederick County, and a guy calls the radio station, but not the police. That's interesting. I mean, this is D.C. area. It started out as a phone call to the station, and then it ended up with a death investigation in Frederick, Maryland, because this guy, he called the morning show there and said that they found a body in the woods. And he said, this may sound sick, but I've always wanted to, you know, come across something where, you know, I can call the cops or something like that. He calls the station, and the station had to, this is all on air, the station had to tell them to call the police. So, yeah, so they're investigating. My gosh, this is just, why would you that not be your first call? Your first call is to call the radio station? I don't know. I don't get it. A man wrapped a truck with 28,000 Christmas lights for a good cause. It was for a project focused on men's mental health. I'm just curious as to what his paint looks like after. Like, what is the paint job on a car that has that many lights on it? What does that look like after that? It's my only question. Airlines are canceling flights to and from Venezuela amid rising tensions. Well, that's understandable. A lot of flights actually have been canceled. A number of different airlines as well have all canceled their flights into Venezuela. There's a couple of that continue to operate, but they said that they are exercising extreme caution because the tensions in the area. Let's see. Entitled Instagram vandals tore down a 500-year-old castle wall to take pictures. How much? It's British. Yeah, it was like a perimeter wall, and they tore it down in Sutherland to take pictures, part of Ardvark Castle. Now they're in major trouble, and they have crazy fines. Stick with us, because we got a lot more, including EU-US Forum next.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. Why do you guys think you win so many cases?
The insurance companies and other companies that we go against know that we're going to take it to the end, that we believe in the case. So we fight for every dollar, and we're not afraid to go that extra mile for our clients.
Are insurance companies like actually afraid of you guys?
We don't bluff. We take it to trial, and we are not strangers of getting very, very, very large verdicts.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. And our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash with you. It's Thanksgiving Eve Eve. So it's that crazy time of the year. We were telling y'all, thankfully travel's gotten a lot better. You can listen coast to coast, the chat's at Rumble, and of course, channel 347 DirecTV. I was looking at this story, and I wanted to bring our next guest on to help kind of explain some of this, because, you know, here it feels like we just went through the Green New Deal, and it, you know, at least reset some things with the administration, and now we have the EU with everything from environmental regulations to tech regulations, and that they're proposing. And I'm just wondering why anyone in the United States would subscribe to or allow EU authority to control and dictate what our businesses do and the metrics that our businesses set. Joining us now, Matt Maurer, who is the founding member of the EU-US Forum, formerly with the Trump administration and the State Department. He joins us now. Happy Thanksgiving, Matt. Good to see you.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve Eve.
Yes,
I don't think I've
right.
ever referred to this like that before, but I like it.
There you we'll go. I will. I'm excited. We'll take it. It's one of my favorite holidays. I wanted to ask you about this, and I appreciate your time joining us on this, because you're talking about in terms of some of these regulations with the EU, CS3D, CSRD. There's so many different proposals and so many different letters. I feel like they do that on purpose, and they all have some variation of CS and D in them. But these are rules that would essentially dictate how our businesses in the United States operate. And I'm immediately hearing increase, price increase, cost of business increase, in all of that. Tell me a little bit about what is happening, and then what are we doing to kind of counter that on our end?
Yeah, well, first of all, you're exactly right. Anytime a bureaucracy needs so many letters in the acronym, you know it can't be any good, right? So let's break it down a little bit. So you got CSRD and CSDDD. CSRD is the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive. CSDDD is the Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive. And essentially what they do is they work hand in hand to hamstring businesses, both in the European Union, but also any business, doesn't matter where they're headquartered, doesn't matter where they're based, that wants to do business in the European Union, which is essentially any US company that does anything in the EU. And what it would do is subject American companies to the same exact onerous regulations that have stifled their own economy in Europe here in the US. That means additional legal support services needed to comply with all these laws. That means complying with these radical environmental policies, which actually don't really save the environment, but just actually hamstring innovation. It means complying with a bunch of bureaucrats in Brussels that we didn't vote for. If you're a US business and you want to do business there, and what you're exactly right, it's going to drive up costs for Americans, and it's actually going to reduce the number of businesses that may even do business in Europe. Let alone if they do, it's going to just increase the time and costs associated with it. It's going to hurt American businesses. And we have a unique opportunity right now at this moment to have these two issues brought up in the ongoing trade negotiations with the EU. President Trump's done a tremendous job advancing American causes, advancing American interests, protecting American workers and businesses in these trade negotiations. They can make this front and center right now, those negotiations, and help protect American businesses by doing so.
It just sounds, you know, to hear the stuff that they have proposed, it hasn't helped their economies. I mean, with climate, with tech, it hasn't helped any of these EU member nations with anything economically, anything with business. I mean, some of the restrictions that they have are just they put their business sector in a chokehold. Why would they think that that would be attractive to the United States? Is that the cost of doing business with the EU, is that we have to entertain their proposals?
Well, because they think they know best in Brussels, right? And they don't, they ignore the facts on the ground. You know, German economic output's down about 10%. The rest of the EU is essentially flatlined or decreasing and shrinking. When was the last time you heard of a great new innovative technology company coming out of Europe? You just haven't. And the reason is because of these onerous regulations and restrictions they place on their own businesses. So why then are we as the United States, where we are seeing economic growth, where we are seeing a revitalization of manufacturing, going to subject our businesses to those EU regulations? You know, it's exactly the opposite of what we want to see happen here. We believe in America first. We want to put American businesses and American workers first. And that means standing up to Brussels. And by the way, the American people are totally with us on this, which is unsurprising. EU-US Forum, we just did a bunch of polling, came back in the last week. Over 70% worry that foreign rules on U.S. firms sets a dangerous precedent, that we shouldn't be governed by Brussels bureaucrats. 71% say that EU-driven compliance would actually raise costs on American families involving groceries and gas and housing bills. And also, voters overwhelmingly say that the EU regulations would unfairly hit American businesses that need to compete. And by the way, because this matters, everything's politics, over half of those Americans that were in our poll said that they'd be more likely to back a member of Congress who encouraged President Trump to use these negotiations to stop these EU rules. So we're on the right side from a policy perspective, and the politics are with us. The American people are with us on this.
For those just joining, we're talking with Matt Maurer with the EU-US Forum. You can find them at EUUSForum.com as well as on X. Because this covers climate, tech, including AI, and so much more, these different proposals. And that's, I read literally just yesterday as I was getting ready to talk with you, 40% of our GDP growth is coming from AI-related expenditures. That is such a significant portion. And we, I mean, obviously that tells us that we can't roll back. I mean, we're here, we have to go through, power through it. We have to fight for protections however we can. The last thing that we need is European restrictions. Like, what are some of the things that they're proposing, and how does that stymie our growth?
Well, so let's talk about AI. What's the biggest need AI has right now? It's energy, manufacturing, and production, right? We talk about, everyone in America recognizes our biggest shortcoming towards an AI revolution right now, and actually really fast forwarding through it, is a lack of power. Right. Imagine if we have the EU power policies, right, that say you can't have anything that's not electric, that actually disincentivize gas and oil, that hamstring any sort of energy diversification. Let's not forget, they've had rolling blackouts in places like Spain as a result of their poor energy policies, let alone if you then are utilizing AI advances that use a lot of power. They're incredible economic growth drivers. They create a lot of new jobs. They use a lot of power. We need to diversify our energy supply, and you follow the EU regulatory framework around energy alone. That's the type of hamstring that we would have here in the US as well. We don't need the United States to be going 24 hours without an energy supply and power grid going right now. You know, you're not going to have that type of economic growth for the AI sector if you limit power and growth like that. You know, we did a poll last year, five different countries in Europe, and over 70% said that they believe the EU energy policies limited their economic development and hurt their national security interests. Remember, all the same bureaucrats in Brussels who are saying that we shouldn't be using gas and oil, then are still getting their gas and oil because they're not manufacturing it or producing it locally and domestically there. They're actually relying on places like Russia as a result of it. And so it actually hurts their national security in addition to their economic security.
Yeah, that is a major national security concern. It looks, though, from what I've seen, that the administration is really open to, in terms of leveraging this for negotiations and, you know, getting, you know, a more advantageous position for the United States in this. Are you pleased with how they've countered this so far?
Look, the administration, President Trump and his team, whether it's U.S. Trade Rep Jamison Greer, whether it's Secretary Lutnick, Secretary Bessent, obviously Secretary Rubio, have done a tremendous job advancing America's interests, especially through these trade negotiations. But we need to continue to ensure that there's focus on CSRD and CSDDD. These are live wire negotiations right now. You know, Jamison Greer and Secretary Lutnick were just negotiating with the Europeans as recently as this week on this trade deal. They are far from getting to the finish line right now. I mean, President Trump and Ursula von der Leyen from the European Union have announced the framework for it. They did that this past summer. but there's a lot of detail still there. We need the administration doing what they've continued to do best, which is putting American workers and American businesses first by ensuring that CSRD and CSDDD do not apply to American companies if we're about to sign that European Union trade agreement. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why we should be having bureaucrats in Brussels dictating those types of policies to American businesses.
Amen to that. Yes. I mean, it's there's a reason, as you said, why we've been leading in so many of these sectors. And we cannot give that up, especially when we have these new numbers out about what's really, you know, driving our growth. And I mean, that's it. We're here in that moment. We got to keep going forward. Matt Maurer, it's so good to see you. Thank you so much for giving
always
us your perspective.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk again soon. God bless.
Sounds great.
We have more to come, folks, as well. And yeah, that is true. It's anywhere around 40% of GDP growth. Obviously, a lot of that is driven by data center investments. And that's been the primary driver of the economy, even outpacing consumer spending. And so the theory is that our GDP growth would be significantly lower without the AI investment in all of that, the data centers, the equipment, the energy infrastructure, all of that. So there's a piece that came out yesterday in the Wall Street Journal titled How the U.S. Economy Became Hooked on AI Spending. So all of the stuff about AI is here. You got to deal with it. You have to deal with it in the safest way possible. I watched a video of one of the, you know, I would say fathers of artificial intelligence warning everyone, you know, as to the sentience, what happens, you know, what mankind needs to be prepared for. So it's, we've become very, very dependent upon AI investment. So if that boom goes to bust, there goes the economy. So that's why you cannot have these EU restrictions in there.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. Why do you guys think you win so many cases?
The insurance companies and other companies that we go against know that we're going to take it to the end, that we believe in the case. So we fight for every dollar, and we're not afraid to go that extra mile for our clients.
Are insurance companies like actually afraid of you guys?
We don't bluff. We take it to trial, and we are not strangers of getting very, very, very large verdicts.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. And our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Not able to catch all 3 hours of The Dana Show? Subscribe to the full podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are two separate stories that I was reading, one from The New Yorker and one from The New York Times, both of them about people who entered the country illegally, overstayed their terms of entry, and then kept going on to commit more crimes that hurt a lot of innocent people. One of them was, this is the New Yorker, a Jamaican national who lived in New York for 50 years, was shackled and put on an ICE flight to Eswatini. And he said, it helped me to imagine how the slaves might have felt going to land in shackles and chains. The reason the guy got deported and why his green card was revoked, because he was convicted. He wasn't just merely accused. He was literally convicted of murder and armed robbery and forcible theft with a deadly weapon. So, yeah, that's why his visa was revoked, because he murdered somebody. That's insane. And then it gets even crazier. I know, that's pretty crazy. The New York Times had a piece about how an illegal immigrant literally stole a guy's identity and caused absolute chaos. This story is insane. This is literally, this is the headline. Two men, one identity, and they both paid the price. Thousands of undocumented workers rely on fraudulent Social Security numbers. One of them belonged to Dan Clover. Wow. It is amazing. The headline that they used, I thought, it wasn't two men, one identity. It was one man and one identity, an illegal alien who stole that guy's identity. And the illegal alien, by the way, killed someone in a car accident, just so you know. Had multiple DUIs, killed somebody in a car accident. That's just the beginning of the list. He had been deported multiple times and kept coming back. And he plays the victim throughout the entire story. And the illegal alien, he went to a church where they shielded him from deportation. So he's a criminal because he stole this innocent man's identity. And then he broke into the country repeatedly, which that should have been enough to send him back home. But then he drank and drove. So he had multiple DUIs, killed somebody in a car accident, and then acted as though he was the one who was the victim. And in the meantime, I think the other thing that is even crazier is the guy, Dan Clover, who was the victim. He had the IRS come after him repeatedly to pay taxes on money that he wasn't earning because that wasn't him. And they went at him and they were prosecuting him. I mean, I'm looking at this. He had to spend tens of thousands of dollars in order to fight what was being done to him. They were trying to make him pay. They docked his tax returns. They garnished his paychecks because they were confusing him with the illegal alien who was using his Social Security number. I mean, they almost ruined this. Well, they did kind of ruin his life. They just about drained him financially of all of this. So the only man who paid the price, one identity, they both paid the price. The illegal alien didn't pay the price. The innocent man was the one who paid the price. He had his identity stolen. He spent thousands upon thousands of dollars trying to fight what was happening because he had no idea that his identity was being used by a repeat offender, illegal alien. The way that they framed this is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, this poor dude went through it. And they present it like, oh, well, you know, they both paid the price. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. In fact, in the piece, there's a huge part where they get into how the guy's church was helping him to commit crimes. And I've never seen anything like this. Unbelievable. So I know usually we do today in stupidity, but I'm going to say this too, because I will be back with you guys next Monday. Going to be out for Thanksgiving as well. So I'll be out, today will be the last show before Thanksgiving, and then I'll be back behind the mic on Monday. But just a big thanks to our audience out there for supporting us throughout the year, for supporting our podcast, which you can sign up for the newsletter over at Substack, Chapter and Verse. Big thanks to the people in the chat who help make every day fun, and Lorraine, who moderates the chat and adds a lot of good stuff over at Substack, which you can go read. And also just everybody out there who has supported us and listens every day, joins us and fellowships. You guys make all of the craziness of politics that much more fun and bearable. So we're grateful for you guys. I hope you all have a blessed Thanksgiving. Be grateful. We live in a great nation. I'll be back with you next week. God bless.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No